This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3949, for Thursday, the 21st of September, 2023. Today's show is entitled, How I Use Virtualization to Tame My Social Media Addiction. It is hosted by Nightwise and is about 16 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Nightwise talks about the command line applications he uses to fight his social media addiction.
Hey there, Hacker Public Radio. This is Nightwise from the Nightwise.com podcast, checking in with a long overdue show. Today I wanted to talk about the virtual machine that I have been setting up in my home and how I use it to use Linux every day. I bounce around from operating system to operating system. Sometimes I work on a Linux desktop, sometimes on a Mac, sometimes on a Windows machine, or even on an iPad. And I would like to have a little Linux in my life now and then. And one of the ways I do this is by using virtual machines, having one or two Linux virtual machines running on one of my systems at any moment in time. Lately, I have been much concerned about the time that I spend on my phone. I'm an IT professional, and digital marketing is one of the things that I do. Hence, I am immersed in the world of Facebook and Instagram and all it has to offer, and have to be apprised of every new thing that comes out. And in that regard, I have these things on my phone, and I am very much aware of how powerful these platforms are to let entrepreneurs promote their products and their services, but also how much time they suck in when you are a consumer. Because social media platforms and, of course, your phone, your smartphone, are a part of the attention economy where people sell ads to people who pay attention. And that being sucked in by your phone and by social media is part of the design of some of these social media platforms. They're not about connecting people. They are about creating a somewhat addictive platform that sucks you in. And many of you might have woken up after 50-minute scroll on TikTok that you didn't intend to do, or see that your average phone time has been 4 hours today on social media, and YouTube and stuff is kind of the same. So I'm very much aware of how I use social media. What's the connection between a Linux VM and fighting the attention economy? Well, one of the things that you can do in order to guard yourself against the somewhat addictive nature of some of these social media applications is by building in roadblocks, building in small hurdles that don't really stop you but make it harder for you to quickly, when you're bored or you don't want to do something, go on social media and start scrolling. I know what this feels like. So I thought, what kind of social media tools do I actually use in my daily geekiness, in my daily geeky side? And those are, for the most part, Reddit, Discord, and IRC. Now, especially Reddit, to me, especially on my phone, is a big time sink. Before I know it, I start scrolling and I spend too much time on my smartphone just scrolling and looking at the pretty pictures. With Discord, it's a little bit of the other way around. Discord is a great place to chat real time with all kinds of people, but it also has had a little bit of a distractive nature, because when something is said in a channel or you get a ding-dong, you are interrupted, or you are tempted, if you disable all those notifications, to go and check the channels manually to see if there's anything you're missing out on. IRC, well, IRC is IRC. It's nerdy as it is. I don't have the IRC app on my phone, but I do want to remain connected to the channels that I frequently talk in. That is on irc.libera.chat, hash command line, hash Ubuntu off topic, hash Arcast planet, of course, and hash Ubuntu-UK. So I wanted to be able to access these things and still make it a little bit nerdy and harder to do so that I'm not really distracted. So I combined both by going towards a virtual machine. Running a virtual machine on my Windows workstation. I've got a fairly powerful i9 workstation with 32 gig of RAM, two 256 SSDs, and an 8 terabyte hard drive. Kind of a powerful machine that I used for live streaming during COVID. With the Hyper-V application I'm using, I have two or three virtual machines running that run Linux. And I kind of assign CPU and memory to them as they are charged, as they are taxed. And this for me was a very interesting way to optimize the resources that I have. I use that station as that machine as a workstation when I need to do some video editing and stuff, but I also have these Linux virtual machines running in the back, were mostly idling. One's my Plex server, one's a test machine, and one is the machine I frequently SSH into. And here's the kicker already, SSH. I connect to this virtual machine via the command line. The great way of using virtual machines and being dynamic in the amount of memory and CPU I assign to the virtual machines is that I can optimize the resources that I have, but I can also be able to access the virtual machines remotely. And I do that with Tailscale. Tailscale is a great virtual private network that allows you to install clients on a variety of platforms that can be iOS, that can be Windows, Mac, Linux, Android, even your Synology. And what happens is you get a virtual private network adapter with an IP. And if you log on machines to your Tailscale network, they are accessible for everybody inside your Tailscale network. And you need to have a login and a password to install the Tailscale client and connect it to the Tailscale network. Then you get an IP, and those IPs then act as if they are on a local LAN. And for me, that has been very, very interesting to work with. I've been playing around with having my home servers running and God knows what, but found it to be very tiresome to be faffing around with ports and forwarding ports and opening my firewall and making sure everything's secure. And what I now do is I just install a Tailscale client on every single machine that I have and I let them interconnect. And because it's a LAN, all the ports are basically open. So I can use SSH, I can use RDP, I can use Samba, I can use HTTP, whatever I want to use to connect to said virtual machine or said machine from said machine, kind of works. What I've started to do is I have this one virtual machine running, this Linux virtual machine, that I can access via SSH from my smartphone. And on the virtual machine, I've installed a couple of command line versions of these fairly addictive social media applications. So for Discord, I am using the app Discordo, which gives you a text user interface to Discord. You don't have all the animated GIFs and the pretty pictures, but it kind of turns Discord into some IRC-like thing. The app also supports mouse control. For a text user interface app, that's pretty good. And it is quite joyful and quite light to work with. The second app I have running on there is Tour, T-U-I-R. And Tour is a command line Reddit client, which allows me to browse Reddit and browse all the subreddits I'm connected to, that I'm subscribed to, lets me post and read comments. And then there is, of course, IRSSI, which is my favorite IRC client. And I didn't mention this, that I also love to read my news feeds, and for that I've installed Newsboat, which is a text user interface client that allows me to read my RSS feeds. This is, of course, on Linux, very nerdy. I love the command line because it's geeky, it helps you focus, and it's not as distractive and addictive as the graphical user interfaces of those special apps, because basically you don't see pictures, and that I found out kind of helps to keep it a little bit more, I don't know, business-like or sober, so you don't end up scrolling for hours and hours because it's a text user interface. The second thing I like about this is I can connect from anywhere. When I have the tail scale client installed on one of my machines, I open up a terminal, I connect to that Linux machine, open up a TMUX session that has all of these apps open, and I basically run anything from anywhere. Even if I disconnect, I stay in the chat rooms, I stay in IRC, my Discord remains operational. It's like I'm picking up a session from whatever machine that I'm using. So that's nice. And the third thing is, I talked about speed bumps, about making sure that you have some hurdles to go through when you want to do addictive things on your phone. Well, instead of having the Discord app and the Reddit app on my phone, I just have the SSH app on my phone, and I connect to this Linux virtual machine via the command line. I've got a Shellfish, I think is the name of the iOS app that I have on my phone, that allows me to connect to Reddit, to the SSH session on the Linux machine, and open up the command line versions of the different apps that I'm using. And I've especially found this to be very productive. I mean, if I really want to look something up on Reddit, I can. If I really want to go on IRC or Discord, I can. But I have to log in, and the interface is fairly sober. So it becomes a very functional way to use these platforms. It's a little bit of a hurdle, it's very nerdy, but it's also a very safe way to do it, because I'm connecting over SSH through a private VPN, so that's always nice when I'm on some kind of roaming network or on a public Wi-Fi. And that way I really get more out of my social media without having it be a distraction or even an addiction on my smartphone. What I've noticed in using it on my phone for the last couple of months is that when I'm bored and I want to look something up, instead of, you know, opening up Instagram and just scroll, or opening up Reddit or opening up Discord, is that I now look for something else. I go like, I need to log in. You know what? I've got a book right here. So I use Google Play Books as my ebook client, which allows me to read books, and as I switch devices from my phone to my iPad, kind of pick up where I left off. And this way I have been using my time much more effectively by, when I'm bored on my phone, I pick up the book that I'm reading, by connecting over SSH to the command line version of the social media apps that I have installed on my Linux virtual machine, by using said virtual machine as kind of a terminal or a server for my different workstation terminals to connect to, and that can be from Windows, from the Mac, from IRC, I have from iOS, I have a uniform interface to connect to. And it allows me to let that virtual machine actually do things. I have scripts on there that do run FFmpeg scripts and download stuff without me having to be physically behind the machine or me being physically connected to the machine. As I disconnect from my TMUX session, the party goes on and waits for me to connect from another machine. And I have a more optimal use of the resources that I have. I just have one powerful machine now that I use as a workstation when I want to, and when it's idling, it's running those virtual machines that I've set up, which I can connect to when I'm not behind said machine, and they can use the memory and the CPU power that I have allotted them, getting more out of the workstation that would otherwise mostly be just idle. So that's my approach of how I use Linux virtual machines and the terminal to optimize the resources I have, optimize the time and the attention that is at my disposal, and also kind of make something that is nerdy, fun to play with, and kind of secure. A great way to use open source software. If you have something to tell about using nerdy things, what's your project? Share it with the community. Pick up a microphone and record. Send in your show to Acro Public Radio. Sorry, driving. Send your show to Acro Public Radio and be part of the community. We can all learn from each other. Until next time, this was Nightwise from the Nightwise.com podcast over at KNIGHTWISE.com. Signing off.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.